series, How to Receive Your Healing. Today, we are concluding our study with the final lesson, 5 Steps to Receiving from God. My name is Amy, and I'm ready to share this important lesson with you. So, let's dive right in and learn what we already know, how to receive from God. God is such a good God. He has provided everything we need and even given us a blueprint found in His Word to receiving it. But if we want to receive all that He has for us, we need to operate in faith and without a trace of worry. That can be tough, but like anything else in His Word, it is achievable with His help. As you set out to conquer these 5 steps we're about to cover, determine to stay free of worry. I know it can be a challenge, but did you know worry is a deadly force? In fact, it is estimated that 80% of people hospitalized in the United States are there because of ailments caused by worry. That's why Psalms 37:8 says, "Do not fret, it only causes harm." In the spiritual realm, worry is just as deadly. The devil uses it because he knows if he can get you to worry, he can use life situations to wear you down and drag you into sickness. More importantly, worry is a sin that will keep you from receiving the promises of God. So, how can we avoid worry? The Bible instructs us in 2 Corinthians 10:5 to demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. That's really what worry is, an argument against the Word of God. Okay, now that we've cast worry aside and determined to stand in faith, here are the 5 steps to receiving from God, based on Hebrews 4:12 through 16. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword." The Word of God is alive and powerful and compared to a weapon that's meant to be used. So your first step to receiving from God is present the promises. To do this, go to the Word of God and find scriptures that apply to your situation. Then, ask the Holy Spirit to show you the promises He wants you to apply. A great way to reinforce this is to write them down in a journal or print them out and put them where you can read them regularly, such as on the refrigerator or your computer screen. You want these promises to become a part of your everyday life. The second step to receiving is to pray and worship God. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes, and He is the one to whom we are accountable." When we pray, we are humbling ourselves and acknowledging the power of God. This act of worship is the key to opening up the door to His promises. James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up in honor." We are called to lay His promises before Him, expecting an answer. 1 John 5:15 says, "And since we know He hears us when we make our requests, we also know that He will give us what we ask for." When you're feeling symptoms in your body, it can be tempting to read the doctor's report, research your symptoms on the internet, or even complain to the family members. But this won't get results. If you're really serious about standing for your healing, when you're tempted to do these things, you'll stop and pray and worship the Lord. This keeps you in line with His Word and His will and makes you eligible to claim your healing. Third, make your petition. Hebrews 4:14 says, "So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God," most of us make our petitions to God through prayer. But did you know there is a power in writing your petition as a word-based declaration of faith? Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done." Take time today to write out your request to God. Present it to the high priest of your confession, Jesus. Next, the fourth step is prepare to receive. That means you're expecting healing to come. Hebrews 4:14 continues, "Let us hold firmly to what we believe." Once you've presented your promise, prayed, worshiped, and made your petition, you prepare to receive by standing firmly on the promises you've presented to God. That means you don't have to waver from day to day and you don't have to cave in to the temptation to worry or speak negatively about your situation. You hold on tight to what you know is true and you don't let go no matter how long it takes. This is the time when you'll let patience have its perfect work. According to James 1:4, the Bible says, "When we do this, we will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Patience holds on. It doesn't give up. and it doesn't stop believing until the promise is manifest. This can often be the most challenging part of the process because the devil immediately comes in and starts talking. He tells you to give up, that you've waited long enough, and it just doesn't work for you. He reminds you of the symptoms you're feeling and of your family history and their end result. When Satan starts talking, that's when you have to take a stand against him and rebuke him. Remember, he has to flee when you do. The final step to receive your healing is to praise God for the manifestation of victory. Hebrews 4:16 says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." When you really look at this verse, you will see that it doesn't say we might receive his mercy and grace to help us, but it says we will. We can count on it. It's an absolute. So, let every request you make be accompanied by thanksgiving to the Lord for his faithfulness to fulfill his promises. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ are amen," which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. The answer to your request for healing through the promises of God is yes. That's good news. Now reach out and take it. It belongs to you, and Jesus paid a high price for you to receive it. There are believers all over the world who are doing just that. Let's watch this powerful testimony before we close our time today.
I'm Don West. I'm from Wichita Falls, Texas, president of Christian Covenant Riders Motorcycle Ministry. We also attend Eagle Mountain Church in Newark. This is my wife, Jill.
I've been a partner of Brother Copeland since 1979. And hung on every word he and Gloria have said. If Jesus said I could raise the dead, that I could raise the dead, I could heal the sick, I could cast out devils, and that's what we do.
It was January the 31st. I started out in the morning early, and I had a load going up into Oklahoma City.
He was leaving out. I hollered to him from the bedroom. We did this every day, sometimes several times a day. Our greatest blessing ever is coming to us today because great grace is upon us. And this is the year of victory over death, the year of the manifested love of God. And everything we've been believing God for is coming to us today. We learned that from Brother Copeland, the word of the Lord that came to Brother Copeland. Don hollered that exact same thing back to me. We said, "I love you," and he left out on the truck.
When I got back to Wichita Falls, I had to stop at a trucking company and take care of some business there. During the process, I started to feel faint. I started feeling dizzy, and then I started feeling clammy, and I started getting out of breath. I knew I was in serious trouble at that point, and my first thought was to call 911. And I thought, no, I need God's word declared over me. This is attack of the devil. So I called her. And after I called her, she asked me where I was. I told her what was going on and where I was, and that's the last I remember.
They had found Don slumped over the steering wheel, unresponsive, gone. And so I get up in there, and it was obvious he was dead. It just flew all over me. Scripture just began rolling out of me. "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." And then all of a sudden, I mean, this was a roar. "This is the year of victory over death." And then I just started punching him as hard as I could punch him. And all of a sudden, and now this is funny now, but it was really serious at the time, but his arm went up in the air. And I had heard all of our married life that that's what his mother did as she was leaving to go be with Jesus. Well, it flew all over me and I whacked his arm and I screamed, "Oh no, you don't, you're not going anywhere." And then the ambulance pulls up and it took eight men to tie him to a board and work his lifeless, heavy body out of there. Well, I called my daughter-in-law, I called my son, and then I called KCM, prayer line. So this precious man answers and he said, "Hello, my name is," and before he could hardly say anything else, I just screamed, "Just agree with me, my husband shall not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord." And then I just screamed, "This is the year of victory over death." Well, I found out later he had put me on speakerphone, and all of the prayer room was, I could hear all these people just, all these voices just started scripture and speaking, praying in tongues, and everybody just cheering me on, and in agreement, major agreement.
With no prior history, Don West was rushed to the hospital, where he was examined by a leading cardiologist. Tests revealed that a large artery of Don's heart was completely blocked and that his blood flow had been cut off for over 40 minutes. With less than a 5% survival rate, emergency surgery was performed.
The next thing I remember was waking up in the hospital with a doctor over me, and I said, man, I feel good. And he said, well, you ought to. He said, I just restored all your blood flow. It was totally cut off.
And I got to go into the room where they had him, when all of a sudden the thought came to me, Don, oh my word. I said, our greatest blessing ever came to us today. We had victory over death today. Everything we had been declaring all these months came to us today.
Without the Word of God and without the knowledge of His Word, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you.
It is the powerful Word of the living God that, remember how Brother Copeland has taught us, it's a tool. It changes things. There might be a fact over here, but you apply that Word and it changes that fact, the truth of the Word. And that's what happened. Raised him up.
We knew that we were attacked by the enemy, but we know that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So we stood on His Word in faith, believing God, He is faithful, and He never changes.
God's healing power is here today, right now. It belongs to you. Now reach out and take it. If you put your faith to work and cast everything aside that could hinder you, you will have the healing Jesus died to give you. You are not alone. We at Kenneth Copeland Ministries are standing with you. If you need prayer, please call us at the number on your screen. I've enjoyed this powerful time in the Word with you, and I pray you've been encouraged to stand for your healing. I hope you'll join us again soon for another Believers Academy course. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.